morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
Wheat farmers, looking for a wheat variety that's thrived in just about every environment? Then choose Gallagher, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Gallagher has a duster heritage and leads a pack in forage production and grain yield. It also holds up well against diseases and Hessian fly. And Gallagher delivers the large kernels that millers seek.
Check out Gallagher and all other Oklahoma State-developed varieties at OSU Wheat Variety Field Tours in May. Locations and details at okgenetics.com.
The United States Department of Agriculture released its latest crop progress report on Monday for the week ending May 5, 2019. According to the report, the U.S. corn crop is still well behind its normal planting progress for this time. In addition, the U.S. soybean crop has made little progress this past week, putting it further behind its normal rate of planting progress as well. As of this week, the U.S. corn crop is 23% planted, up from 15% last week, and still trailing the five-year average of 46%. Illinois' planting is up just 1% from last week, from 9 to 10% versus 68% last year at this time and 66% the average. Iowa is the leader this week at 36% complete with its planting, though still behind its average of 51%. Planting of the U.S. soybean crop remains unimpressive this week as well, up just 3% from last week, now at 6% complete and behind the average of 14%. Very little progress has occurred from Illinois east. Producers are hopeful that rains can be dodged over the next week, with the situation becoming critical as the planting window continues to narrow. At present, the U.S. hard red winter wheat crop is 29% headed, trailing its normal pace of 41%, but just behind last year's pace of 31%. The crop currently remains in relatively good condition, rated this week at just 8% poor to very poor, 28% fair, and 64% good to excellent. With spring planting off to a slow start because of weather in a big part of farm country, Bryce Anderson, ag meteorologist for DTN, says variability is a key word in the spring forecast, starting in the upper Midwest.
We're going to see some variability over the next week to 10 days in the upper Midwest, the northern Corn Belt, because it is going to be drier, and that's going to be a favorable feature, obviously.
Weather in the southern plains has been variable as well.
It's mixed at this point. There's been some chances, again, for progress, and I think that growers have taken advantage of that. Now, the last couple weeks have turned wetter in the southern plains, and they remain that way in the forecast. So that's where it's going to get a little bit tricky, I think, over the next week to be able to continue on with progress on row crops and for cotton planting.
He is concerned about the winter wheat crop in the southern plains, saying it's having a hard time developing because of cooler temperatures. Anderson says temps will stay below normal in most areas up until the middle of May. Here in Oklahoma, winter wheat jointing reached 96%, up 3 points from the previous year, but on par with normal. Winter wheat headed reached 64%, down 10 points from the previous year, and behind the average by 19 points. Wheat's condition, though, this week declined by 5 points compared to last week, with the crop now only 74% good to excellent, 22% fair, and 4% poor to very poor. That's up 2 points from the last report. You got farm news on Ron.
Join Gardner Angus Ranch on May 13th for the 4th Annual Meeting Demand Bull Sale at the ranch near Ashland, Kansas, selling 170 bulls and 275 bred commercial females, including the complete cow herd dispersal of longtime Gardner customer Yolo Ranch. Visit GardnerAngus.com for video of sale offering, sale book, and more. Be in Ashland on May 13th or bid online at Live Auctions TV or SuperiorClickToBid.com.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.